Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends, so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the produce section. The produce section. One of my favorite areas in the grocery store is the produce section. I like walking down the aisles and looking at the bananas and the grapes and the cherries and the strawberries, even the Brussels sprouts and the broccoli. You can find them all in the produce section. Now, some may like the bakery, others may like the deli, but I enjoy the produce section. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and we've all been there, carefully picking out the fruit that we placed in our bag. And in this Christian life, we are a symbol of God's produce section. He's expecting us to produce and to grow and to change things around us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are designed and dedicated to produce. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God tells us in Matthew chapter 28 that we should go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In other words, my friends, we are supposed to produce. Well, let's outline in our fresh acronym how we maintain our level of productivity in Christ. Have you ever been in a position where it seemed like you lost your step, where you were not excited as you used to be, where you didn't give it all you had? Well, this is just for you today, my friends. That F in our fresh acronym reminds us of the importance of faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, faith. You remember in Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We also remember in Galatians 3 and 11, the just shall live by faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should be faithful people who operate in the faith of God. See, faith is recognizing that God's word is overriding everything else. That's all it is, my friends. It's recognizing that God's word overrides everything else. It overrides doctors' diagnosis. It overrides scientific research. It overrides what people might say. It overrides public opinion. It overrides political parties and opinion polls. Yes, my friends and neighbors, God's word stands strong. How much are you relying on the word of God? Are you looking at the economy for your answer? Are you turning on to the news for your resources? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, let's not allow anything to override the power of God's word. Remember, the Bible tells us that we should let every man be a liar, but let God be true. Let the word of God reign. Yes, my friends, because that's how faith is born. The Bible says in Acts 6 and 7 that the word of God increased, and when it did, the number of disciples multiplied. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the more we put our focus on the word of God, the more we'll have individuals that start springing up around us that want to do the exact same thing and that share the goodness of God. Yes, we stay fresh, my friends and neighbors, with our faith. Also, that R reminds us of the importance of righteousness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, righteousness. This just simply says that we are okay in Christ. We're not wrong, we're right. We're not good, we're bad. We're not bad, we're good. We're not ugly, we're beautiful. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are the righteousness of God. We discovered in Romans 3 and 22, where we see even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ and unto all who believe. And we see that we should also, in Ephesians 6 and 14, put on the breastplate of righteousness. You see, many people pray and feel like they don't deserve anything from God. My friends and neighbors, that's not the case. We are God's children, and children deserve from their Father. Yes, my friends and neighbors, because it's not based on action, it's based on relationship. We've got the type of relationship with God that says whatever we ask for, God will provide. We are his righteousness, my friends and neighbors. Have you ever gone to the store and you look at, there are certain fruits that don't look great on the outside, but they're actually good on the inside? Look at a kiwi. It's fuzzy, it's hairy, doesn't look like it's anything that you want to consume, but when you open it, it looks great on the inside. It's ripe. Go look at a coconut. On the outside, that coconut looks a little rough. Yeah, it's got this hair, this stuff on the outside. The shell of it is hard, but when you crack it open, then you see that white flesh of the coconut. See, my friends and neighbors, by the same token, we may not look good to other people on the outside, but God looks on the inside. He's already opened the shell, and he sees the beautiful righteousness that we have that entitles us to everything we desire. That E, my friends and neighbors, just reminds us of the importance of effort. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there's nothing quite like effort. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7, I fought a good fight. Then he said in 1 Timothy 6:12, he said, fight the good fight of faith. Yes, my friends and neighbors, let's give the effort. When was the last time you really tried to buckle down and study the word? When you really gave an effort to learn more about the Father? When you really gave an effort to walk away from things that are not like him? Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all give the effort. I can remember one time when one of my baby girls was in a playground when she was younger, and she wanted to climb up the slide the wrong way. You know, she wanted to go up the slope end of it. She kept running up and sliding back down, running up and sliding back down. At one point, I said, no, sweetie, go ahead, take the ladder. It's a ladder that'll help you get up quicker. She said, no, daddy, I want to do it this way. And she kept going up and sliding down, going up and sliding down, until one point she said, daddy, I did it. She was able to run all the way up that slide, turn around, sit on her bottom, and slide all the way down. And that was the way she wanted to do it. But see, the thing about the effort is, if we continue, no matter how many times we slide down, if we continue recognizing that God's still faithful, God's still good, God's still mighty, God's still merciful, yes, we might slide every now and then in the wrong direction, but God has the power to uphold us with his hands. Yes, my friends, that S is going to introduce us to a new word called sapiential. Sapiential is simply the wisdom of God. It's characterized by wisdom. And yes, my friends, we see in Proverbs 13:20, he that walks with wise men shall be wise. And in Ephesians 5:15, we're encouraged to walk carefully, not as fools, but as wise. Think about it. We're wise enough not to pick the speckled bananas. We're wise enough not to pick the bruised grapes. We're wise enough not to pick the rotten apples from the produce section. But yet, by the same token, we've got to be wise enough to pick the right crowd to hang around, pick the right prayer partner, pick the right churches, pick the right people, pick the right individuals that are going to help us move forward and not slide backward. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have that wisdom that comes from God, and we should exercise it all the time. Last but certainly not least, that H reminds us that we should be harmonious. The thing I like about the produce section is the harmony that I see. The yellow bananas are all together. The red apples are all together. They've separated the red apples from the green apples, and the green apples from the other ones. Everything is harmonious. It's a symbol of how our lives should be, my friends. We should be great, physically fit. We should be emotionally strong. We should be building ourselves up, mind, body, and spirit. There is nothing that we can accomplish with Christ on our side. Let's be God's produce section. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.